AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. An investigation is underway into an E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon. AP correspondent Fung Lee reports that E. coli infections can be dangerous.
E. coli is a type of bacteria that is found in the intestines of humans, and most are harmless, but a few strains can cause serious problems. People who have the infection might get diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, and vomiting.
Officials say 22 people got sick after eating at the Mexican food chain outlets in the two states since October 14th. They say the exact cause of the contamination hasn't been determined. Authorities say at least three people are dead in a New York accident involving trick-or-treaters. AP correspondent Michael Balsamo fills us in.
Just before 5 o'clock in the Morris Park neighborhood of the Bronx, there was a group of trick-or-treaters on the sidewalk. And the New York Police Department says that a 68-year-old man apparently lost control of his car and struck that group.
In addition to three dead, four others were hurt. It's not clear what caused the crash. Police say the investigation is ongoing. The death toll is at least six in Texas as more bodies have been recovered after another band of strong storms and heavy rain spawned three tornadoes and dangerous flooding. Austin Emergency Management spokesman Angel Flores says the worst of the flooding there is on the south side of that city.
We've seen flooding in the Onion Creek areas, which saw historic flooding back in 2013, the Halloween floods. And so we're currently working to assess that damage.
The Houston Fire Department, meanwhile, says it responded to more than 130 water rescues today, and some public light rail and bus transportation was suspended. This is AP Radio News. Triple Crown champion American Pharoah goes out a winner.
American Pharoah ends his career a champion, leading wire to wire to take the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic at Keeneland Race Course. American Pharoah set the track record at Keeneland, running the race in 2 minutes flat. Behind him, FNX Honor Code Kenice Antonelis. An emotional Ahmed Zayed, owner of the Triple Crown champion, says he and his family owe everything to the horse. The next stop for American Pharoah is Ashford Stud, just down the road from Keeneland. Will Clark, Lexington.
Washington Redskins wide receiver Pierre Garçon is filing a class action lawsuit against popular daily fantasy sports website FanDuel, accusing it of profiting off his name and likeness without permission. The federal lawsuit in Maryland is the latest legal challenge for the daily fantasy industry. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.